put it in there and mixed it in there. And they sort of passed it on, something like the time people didn't have matches, and they had went to their neighbors and borrowed a few borrowed fire with them, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of that. Sent the kids over with a bucket, you know, to get some coals out of the fire. In the old days it was that way.
Yeah. So they'd go over and borrow?
They would borrow part of the dough. You understand, before she would bake, maybe as big as my fist, they would place it in a bowl in a warm place. Or if it was winter time, they placed it near the kitchen stove, and at night they took it in the room where the front room where the fire was. You understand?
Yes, sir.
The east cells grew. So when she, this housewife, got ready to bake, she would put this into her pan. She had a big pan where she made up a dough. And it would naturally grow, and of course it had to be kept in a warm place, you understand? And it would grow rapidly. And I don't remember exactly how long they kept it, but maybe a couple of days, you understand? And it was ready to bake. Well, then when she would get ready to bake, she would take out a fistful of dough and put it on the side for the next time.
Now, something else that you would make with that wheat flour, wheat flour dough. Any other things?
Oh, well, yes. They would make donuts.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did they ever take that flour and, well, that kind of dough and fry it? Just fry the bread?
Yes, they have. Some have.
Uh-huh. What'd they call that?
I really don't know.
Is there a French name for it?
There is, but I just can't recall what it is.
Did you ever hear of galette?
No.
Okay.
You see, a different section.
Brignon?
You
know
what? There was a brignon, but a brignon was a roll.
Okay, what?
A brignon was a roll. A sort of a hard roll, sweet, if I remember right. It was a sweet roll, not in the sense of the sweet rolls we get in the baker shop with all that gooey stuff on it, you know. It was more like a small bread that was sweet. That was
okay.
Real.
Any other kind of sweet things that they make with wheat flour?
Well, of course they made cakes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
what
now the Negroes speak of frying. What you call it, dough? Biscuit dough. Now, I have heard of that, but we didn't do that here. I never remember doing it. Of course, like I told you, it varied with the families and it varied with the locale you were in. You understand?
Yeah. What did you, maybe you took, that batter in the morning and you cook these things up on the stove in a...
Now that was, they made a batter and I noticed they have something more I hadn't seen, it. Crepes.
Yeah?
Crepes. That was a thin pancake.
Mm-hmm.
Almost paper thin.
Yeah.
And it was a pancake in another way, and you put it, they fried it, and you ate it if you had honey or syrup, you understand, to put on it. Or other people may have wanted to put other things.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't a locale where people ate butter here much. They may have had honey, they may have had syrup or molasses.
Okay. What did you make out of cornmeal? Any sort of things you made out of cornmeal?
Well, they made cornbread in this section. And,
what sort of?
But they weren't strong on cornbread.